Rod Taylor. He is the DeWitt Township City Manager. Do I have that right, Rod?
Township Manager, but yes.
All right.
Pleasure being in your program.
Well, thanks for being back with us. We haven't talked to you. I attended the press conference in which you and Mayor Virge Bonero were part of a large group of folks who announced this deal in its inception. And now it looks like it's come to fruition. Tell me where we are with the Aerotropolis deal between DeWitt Township and the City of Lansing.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, in January of this year, Virge Bonero and our Township Supervisor, Rick Glardy, had announced a initiative to move forward to apply for the next Michigan Development Zone. And as of Monday this week, both the Lansing Board and the Township Board approved the 425s, which is our conditional transfer of property from the Township to the City, which will allow us to apply for this designation at a state meeting coming up here in November.
All right. And should you your application be accepted, what happens then?
Well, the benefit of the next Michigan Development Zone are really twofold. One is it allows us to attract businesses by offering additional economic development tools that are currently not available. The other aspect of it is the ability to take a number of the existing tools that the airport has, such as a foreign trade zone, international port of entry, custom agents, and market that along with these economic development tools on a national and international basis. So we really believe that we'll be able to drive additional investment and thus additional job creation for the greater Lansing region.
Well, there were those on the Lansing City Council who said this is just giving tax breaks, perhaps too much tax breaks, for a deal that they don't know if it's going to work or not. How would you respond to that?
Well, there's, you know, anytime you do something novel out of the box, there's going to be criticism. But you also have to look at the airport has been in existence for 40-some years. There's about 2,000 acres. Very little of that property is developed over that period of time. And so sometimes you have to be willing to take a chance and try something new to drive additional development.
So,
and I think that there is a question of what will exactly happen. But at this point, if we do nothing, nothing will probably happen. So you have to do something and increase your opportunity for more development to driven to the area.
Whose idea was this?
Well, you know, this is originally an idea that our board, the Township Board, and Supervisor Rick Lardy actually had came up with a number of years ago, and that recognizing that, again, for as much property as the airport had taken up, very little tax revenue comes in for that because most of it's tax exempt. And so for years and years and years, they have tried to work to find out how we can be leaders in bringing a new investment. And luckily, the state passed this new legislation in December of last year, and the board was ready to move forward taking advantage of that.
There are those businesses located around the airport that may say, geez, you know, that's all we need is more taxes. We're barely making it now.
Well, the novel thing about this agreement is that there's actually two 425s. There's one 425 that's for the undeveloped property, and anything that occurs in there would be taxed at the City of Lansing's property tax rate. The other 425 is for existing businesses, and one of the things that we had done is that we had a meeting way back in February, and we listened to some of the concerns that businesses had, and they said they wanted to be held harmless as much as they possibly could. So we completely restructured the approach that we were going on. We were going on an approach that would eventually charge them the Lansing's tax rate, and the agreement that we have for 50 years would keep their property tax at the township's rate, a much lower rate, during that term. The only difference in that is the income tax and corporate tax, and that is one of the concerns that a number of those businesses had on the airport parcels, is how that might affect their business.
Now, this plan has worked in Detroit, correct?
Well, it's still new. Again, this legislation was just approved December of 2010. The Detroit Metro is the first one that has established this next Michigan or Aerotropolis designation. And so it's new. DeWitt Township and City of Lansing and the airport, we believe, will be the second one in the state.
And I would imagine that when just in driving around the airport like I do, there's a lot of possibilities out there, isn't there?
There is. You know, the airport has recently received a number of grants from the federal government to extend infrastructure. They have about 100 and I think it's 110 acres that is ready for development. So, and that's just ready right out of the gate. That doesn't include other properties farther to the north that could be developed in the future as well.
All right. Tell us who's looked into this already. Has the phone started ringing?
Not yet. I mean, we just put the ink to the paper on Monday. We still have to wait to find out if the state approves our designation, which we believe that they will, and then we will make a full effort kickoff in probably in January of next year to try to attract additional businesses.
We're talking with Rod Taylor, the DeWitt Township Manager, on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We always ask local officials when they come on the program what their thoughts are on legislation to change the way you may get funding or the challenges of the lack of funding you may get from the state. What's your take on what you anticipate for the next budget?
Well, you know, my perspective is maybe a little bit different than some other jurisdictions, and that is that, you know, businesses have always faced this up and down cycle of good times and bad times, and they have to adjust. And government has really had a great opportunity of being in the good times through most of the history. And these last few years, while they are very tough, and they're going to continue to be very tough, I also think that they are good for government. It allows us to do things like this 425, where we think outside the box, we work together, we adjust, we change. And I think just as that's good for businesses to become leaner, it's been good for government as well. And DeWitt Township's doing I think, pretty well, especially when you compare to most other jurisdictions in the state. But we'll continue to have struggles as we move forward the next few years. And we'll continue to be creative on trying to manage those, like doing this 425.
And what's interesting is the partnership that you've created with Lansing. Much is talked about partnering to help cut costs and unify services, but to attract new businesses, these kind of partnerships are critical, aren't they?
They are. You know, the only people that care about jurisdictional boundaries are jurisdictions. Citizens, businesses, everybody else, they don't care about those things. They if you go to someplace else, you say you're from where? You're from Detroit, or you're from Lansing, or you're from Grand Rapids, but in reality you're from some other place within those areas. And so we live and die as a region. We have to have a strong Lansing to have a strong DeWitt Township, and the opposite is true as well. And so that's important for us as we move forward in the future, is to be strong as a region.
Well, you know how some people can be, Rod. They want to maintain the power that they have and the jurisdictions that they have, and that kind of change could be a little nerve-wracking.
Well, sometimes it's not as much power as it is about identity. You know, everybody likes to say that they are from someplace very specific, and so you have to recognize that as you have these types of discussions. That, you know, I am from DeWitt Schools, or I'm from Bath Schools, or I'm from Mason Schools, and that's how people identify themselves. And it's okay to have that identification, but you can still figure out ways to work together and recognize those individual areas.
All right, before we let you go, anything else new and newsy happening in DeWitt Township?
Well, right now this is our biggest thing, and we'll hopefully work hard to make this successful.
All right, Rod, we appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.